This is Dr. Lee, deteriorating history. Physical patient in Vello, V-E-L-L-O, Helen, H-E-L-E-N. Date of birth for this patient is? Place, future care charge, village, nursing rehab. This initial visit, date of service, 7-22-2023. History of present illness, this is a 82-year-old female. She was admitted to John Hopkins Bayview Hospital. Patient has a known history of moderate aortic stenosis, anti-lobular emphysema, and history of smoking in the past. Currently, she quit. Type 2 diabetes, cervical disc disease required surgery in the past, and that was surgery was in May 2023. She came to the hospital with a change in mental status, hypoxia, pulse ox was only 80% of room air. She was admitted to the medical ICU for septic shock. WBC count was 40,000 and she was hypotensive. She required vasopressors, a blood culture group Proteus, thought to be coming from the urine. She was started empirically antibiotic cefepime, vancomycin, and aztreonam. She responded very well to IV antibiotic. Management for the septic shock was done. And she was also started on heparin because of severe subsegmental bilateral PE. So she was maintained on heparin IV along with IV antibiotics and management for septic shock. Patient has a CT scan done that shows left ureter stone and causing proximal hydronephrosis. And she underwent left nephrostomy tube placement by the intervention radiology. Previously, she has a C-spine surgery. She tolerated well, and she was in future care North Point. Patient was not happy over there, and this time she requested to change her nursing home. Patient was stabilized in the hospital, PTOT done, and subsequently she was sent to the future care charge village today. When I saw the patient today, she is somewhat anxious, demanding for more pain medication, and get agitated very quick, but she's very awake, she's alert, oriented time 4, cooperative with the exam. She has no headache, no dizziness, no fever, no chills, complaining of bilateral feet pain, no nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea. Next line, past medical history, number 1, emphysema, number 2, moderate aortic stenosis, number 3, type 2 diabetes, number 4, cervical disc disease, osteoarthritis requires surgical decompression for C-spine, recent septic shock, and hydronephrosis in the left, require nephrostomy tube placement. Medication upon discharge. Dabigatran, D-A-B-I-G-A-T-R-N, 150 mg BID, magnesium oxide 400 mg daily, atorvastatin 80 mg daily, metformin 1000 mg, half tablet daily, oxycodone 5 mg, Q6 hour PRN. Allergy, patient allergic to Augmentin, next line cephalexin, next line ciprofloxacin, next line glyburide, next line penicillin, next line pioglitazone, next line sulfamethoxazole and trimethoprim, Bactrim. She's allergic to all these medications. Past surgical history, she has cervical disc disease, cervical spine stenosis, required surgery. She also has a history of fractured ribs on the right side. And she has a peripheral vascular disease previously, right more than the left, and osteoarthritis. Reward system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, complaining of pain in the right foot and also the left foot. Genitourinary, no hematuria. Hematology, no bleeding, no bruising, endocrine, no polyuria, no polydipsia. Neuro, she's awake, alert, no syncope, no dizziness. Physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert, oriented time 3, blood pressure.
Do you have the vitals?
Vitals.
We don't have any computer yet.
Alicia, what about the vital? She doesn't know.
Hello.
Hi.
Alicia?
Alicia?
I need the vital for the lady.
I'm going to bring it over.
On the new lady? Yeah.
Please read it to me, sir. Vital, patient is awake, alert, in term 3, breathing comfortable, blood pressure is 165 over 84, pulse 89, pulse oxygen 92%, temperature 97.9, Fahrenheit, respiration 18. Headed back, namukhalic, isogenic, taric, no ear, indicia, throat clear, next up on JVD, chest not tender, lungs clear, few decreased breaths on the bases, few ronchi, and a heart, S2 systolic murmur present, abdomen is soft, not tender, bowel from positive, nephrost, me tube. Present in the left flank and drainage clear urine. Legs, extremities, no edema, no cough tenderness. Neuro, she's awake, alert, united M3 and cooperative. Moving all her extremities equal. Assessment, patient is admitted. Recent septic shock. Next line. Acute hypoxia. Secondary to bilateral PE. Next line, bilateral pulmonary embolism. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, stratifold broad spectrum IV antibody given and treated, completed the course. Next line, left hydronephrosis and ureter stone, the left side, required nephrostomy tube. Next line, cervical spine, stenosis, stratifold cervical spine fusion. Next line, history of emphysema. Next line, recent cystitis. Next line, recent aspiration pneumonia, treated. Next line, history of DVT. Next line, history of pulmonary nodule. And also she has a pressure ulcer in the sacrum area and posterior thigh. Pressure ulcer noted. Plan of care will continue all her current medications. She has a diagnosis of diabetes mellitus. I will put her finger stick, QSC, QHS. And sliding scale coverage with the Humalog as per facility protocol and follow CBC and CMP and further member of the patient condition. Next line, I have detailed discussion with the patient code status with the nurse present in the room, Alicia. Patient is alert, oriented time 4, and patient wants to be DNR. She doesn't want CPR, but she wants to be transferred to the hospital if needed, the hospital level of care. She agrees for the blood work draw. She agrees for the IV antibiotic. She does not want blood transfusion. She does not want hemodialysis. She does not want G2 feeding. All these questions answered, discussed with the patient in detail in the presence of the nurse, Alicia. And a new morph form was signed and placed in the chart. Thank you.